A person opens a chat window, asks the assistant to summarize a page, and hits enter. Four words, nothing more. Nothing about that feels risky. It's the most ordinary request in the whole of artificial intelligence, the kind people type without a second thought, dozens of times a day. And on the 20th of August this year, that ordinary request was enough to hand a stranger someone's name, their rough location, what they were paying for, and their entire history of conversations with the assistant. No warning popped up, no confirmation box, nothing to click through. The theft was silent, and it was Grok, the artificial intelligence system built by Elon Musk's company, xAI, that carried it out against its own user without meaning to. That is the story that broke this week, and to understand it, picture a fox at a den mouth, testing which way a latch turns before it commits to a path through the gap nobody thought to guard. That is exactly the patience behind this attack. Not brute force. Just watching where the defense stops looking. Here is the stake up front, because it matters before the mechanism does. Every company now plugging an artificial intelligence assistant into its customer service, its content drafting, its internal tools, is trusting a filter to catch bad instructions before the assistant acts on them. This story proves that filter has a blind spot big enough to drive a data breach through. And the company at the center of it knew for 78 days and did nothing. So how does a safety filter miss an attack sitting right in front of it? The answer is almost insultingly simple once you hear it. Security researchers at a firm called Adversa AI, led on this case by a researcher named Ronnie Utowski, are after finding that if you scramble a malicious instruction using strong encryption, the same strength of code that protects your online banking, and post it on an ordinary looking web page, a safety scanner reading that page sees nothing but noise. Because that is exactly what encrypted text is supposed to look like. Noise. Next to the scrambled block sits a short, perfectly readable note explaining how to unlock it. The scanner has no reason to flag either half. It shrugs and lets both through. Here is the part that turns a clever trick into a working break-in. The scanner isn't the one who decrypts that noise. The artificial intelligence model is. When a user asks Grok to summarize the page, Grok reads the scrambled block, reads the plain text instructions sitting right beside it, telling it how to unlock the code, and does exactly that inside its own trusted workspace. And once it has decrypted the instruction, that instruction no longer looks like a stranger's whisper. It looks like the model's own thinking. It gets trusted accordingly. That is the whole trapdoor. Encrypted text can't be read by a content filter, and it can't be shortcut by guesswork either, because strong encryption doesn't leave a pattern to guess at. So the only way to recover the hidden instruction is to force the one system built to run the decryption to actually run it. The model becomes the safe cracker for its own break-in. Researchers proved this against Grok using nothing more elaborate than the summarized request I opened with. Grok decrypted the hidden payload, and the payload told it to quietly gather the user's session details, their name, a course location, their subscription tier, their prompt history, stitch all of it into a web address, and open that address as though it were checking a source. That's the exfiltration. The data walked out the front door dressed as a citation. And this wasn't a one-off fluke. Adversa reports that around 2 out of every 5 attempts they tried against Grok succeeded. Read that carefully. 2 in 5 on an ordinary request against a frontier assistant built by one of the best-funded artificial intelligence labs in the world. That is not a laboratory curiosity. That's a repeatable playbook. Now hold that thought, because here is the turn in the story, and it's the part that actually tells you what to do about this. The same technique was tested against Google's Gemini, and Gemini mostly held, not because Google's filter is smarter, because Gemini's chat tool has no way to reach out to an external web address at all. Even when the decryption succeeded and the hidden instruction ran, there was no door left for the stolen data to leave through. Google calls this defense in depth, multiple layers, so that when the first one, the content filter, inevitably misses something, a second and third layer are still standing in the way. That's the lesson underneath the headline. A guardrail that only reads plain text was never the whole fence. It was the front gate of a den that still needed walls behind it. Worth saying plainly, and fair play to them for it. Google's security team has written openly about this exact category of risk, describing a layered posture built from several checks stacked on top of each other, on the stated view that no single filter should ever be trusted alone. That is not a small design choice. It is the difference between a company that got lucky and one that planned for the day its first line would fail. There's a name for the exact shape of risk that made this attack possible, coined by a security researcher called Simon Willison, and it's worth remembering because you can run it against your own tools, not just Grok's. He calls it the lethal trifecta. Three conditions. Does your assistant have access to something private? A customer record, a draft campaign? Does it read content from outside your walls? A scraped competitor page? An uploaded document? An inbound message? And can it act on the outside world once it has both? Sending an email? Opening a link? Calling another system? If all three are true at once, you have the same shape that let a cipher slip past Grok's guardrail, sitting quietly inside a tool your own team uses every day. The security world already has a name for this whole category, and it isn't new. The Open Web Application Security Project ranks prompt injection as the single highest risk on its entire list of large language model vulnerabilities. Above everything else. The National Institute of Standards and Technology has published its own shared vocabulary for these attacks. Precisely so, defenders and attackers are arguing about the same thing. None of that framework needed to be rewritten for this new trick. Cryptographic context injection isn't a new animal. It's an old one in a better coat, one the taxonomy already had a name for. So what happened to the report? Adversa told XAI about the Grok vulnerability on the 3rd of June this year, both directly and through the company's own bug bounty program. They followed up in early August and again 10 days later. As of publication, XAI had sent no reply and shipped no fix. 78 days of silence and counting on a proven route to a stranger's private data. That's not a technical failure anymore. That's a choice about what gets prioritized, made quietly by not responding at all. Here's where this stops being someone else's headline. If your business has plugged an artificial intelligence assistant into its content drafting, its customer support, or its ad operations in the last year or two, you likely built exactly this shape without drawing a boundary around it. Any brief that feeds a scraped competitor page straight into a drafting tool is structurally doing what that summarize request did. The fix isn't refusing to use these tools. It's assuming from day one that a clever page or a plausible upload might be carrying an instruction your filter cannot read, and building permission checks and confirmation steps for what the assistant is allowed to do next before a headline forces the question. So, back to that person who typed four words and hit enter. The answer to their question was never really about summarizing a page. It was about whether anyone had checked what the assistant was allowed to do once it finished reading. A fox doesn't win by moving faster than the hare. It wins by noticing which gap in the fence nobody thought to guard, and refusing to assume the fence was ever the whole plan. Build the walls behind your gate. The gate alone was never going to hold.